thoughts, no doubts. You know you'll get a knockout, so forget about the crowd and stay calm. Fight to win. Let the show begin.
Yo, I'm a monster. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna wipe your floor with your sorry mug. Yeah, you're quick, boy, but you can't hide one hit from me and bye-bye.
No doubts, no doubts. You know you'll get a knockout, so forget about the crowd and stay calm. Fight to win.
And protect the chin.
He's starting to rise. One step at a time. Unstoppable.
I know you told me that you couldn't get a fight for 6 weeks, but please, man, I'm on my knees. I got a kid who needs a fight. I got a feeling that it might be the kind of thing that gets the people to the ring. The Jews are gonna flock to see the new boxing king. If there's one thing this kid'll do, it's make news. Don't forget, boxing started with the Jews.
I become a boxing historian.
Are you joking, Edie? Boxing is all anyone at the synagogue talks about anymore.
Ari's been training in that basement for almost 20 years, Edie. He belongs to all of us.
Breathe in real hard.
Don't let him clinch on you. Put all his weight on you. He's trying to frustrate you.
It's working. I'm hurting. My nose won't stop bleeding. The blood in my throat is making me choke.
Spit it out one more round. Don't give up. Stand your ground. When you hit, hit him hard.
You're behind on the scorecard.
Work the right eye. It's about to pop.
You want to let your people down? You want the fight to stop?
No.
Hook, slip, hook. Real quick, real clean.
You dictate who's the boss. You're my killing machine. You think long, you think wrong. You stay strong.
You belong with the best.
Fuck the rest. It's a test of your heart. Pat your chest, tear apart.
Make an art of the sport. And if not, just resort to his shorts. Make a blow, that's too low. Lose a point, make your point.
Now get in there and kill him. Last round, baby.
He's starting to rise. One step at a time. Unstoppable, undefeatable.
And I would like to conclude tonight's service with a special shout out, as the kids say, to Ari and Eli Hoffman. Eli, we miss you. There's so much here that needs fixing. And to Ari, who recently won his fifth consecutive fight and who will be going for his sixth big win tomorrow night, I say, knock him on his tuckers!
Yes,
God willing.
Yes, God willing.
Yes,
congratulations.
I am swollen with pride. We've got all of the Jews in the world on our side. And now Ari's providing for family things. We can only thank God for these sudden blessings. He's starting to rise, one step at a time. Unstoppable, undefeatable.
You just won your seventh consecutive win. How do you feel?
Like a champion.
Who's next on your radar, Ari?
Carver, Carver, Killer Kareem. I want the belt on the top with the weight in the States, so tell me, why should I wait? It's fate.
After this article gets published, a lot of people are going to take an interest in you.
Good.
Because you're Jewish. Is that a lot of pressure?
It's a little bit of stress, sure. To get the title fight, I need the popularity. Don't care who my fans are, as long as they're there. See if Jews or blacks or Chinese get behind me, I won't let them down. I will wear the crown proudly. Love the attention, and let me just mention, man, this is why God designed me.
I'm
just talking Lincoln. People are calling him the next Mayweather. I've never seen a non-contender render affection like my little invention, little engine that could.
But should we give him Kareem? I mean, you talk about pretty boy Floyd. You recall he went 18 bouts before he won a world title.
Leon Spinks beat Ali, Ali, Ali for Christ's sakes. After only 8 fights, while Kareem is still the champ, I'm in a unique position. I manage them both, so it's my decision. A collision of culture, race and religion. We'll be bathing in money, buddy, bathing in money, buddy.
You crazy, refighting every 3 weeks. Your hour is on a streak, but Kareem's at his peak. He's a monster, he will fuck him up. Your money bath is full of Ari's blood. And don't you know, Mo, you're ahead of yourself. He's got a B-rank fighter before he goes for the belt.
I'll take care of that, you can fix the attitude. I don't need your friction, Lincoln, I'd prefer your gratitude. Don't slow me down when I got my momentum. I hear Manhattan clapping, I will make it happen.
Anybody got a ticket? Anybody got a ticket? One ticket, two ticket. Anybody got a ticket? Anybody got a ticket? One ticket, two ticket. Anybody got a ticket?
Anybody got a ticket? Anybody got a ticket? One ticket, two ticket.
Anybody got a ticket? Anybody got a ticket? Anybody got a ticket?
Anybody got a ticket?
Anybody got a ticket?
Anybody got a ticket?
Get him, get him. This is for the rank. Come on, get him, get him.
This is for the rank. Come on, get him, get him.
Saying
this is for the rank. Come on, get him, get him.
This is for the rank. Come on, get him, get him.
This is for the rank. Come on, get him, get him.
Saying this is for the rank. Come on, get him, get him.
Finish him!
He's starting to rise, one step at a time. Unstoppable, undefeatable.
Ari is front page again. The Jewish explosion is causing commotion. His dreams are coming true. And I go to every fight. Why don't you?
Don't start up with me today, Olivia. You know I can't watch him fight. And would he be in the news if he wasn't a Jew? Something just doesn't seem right. I don't want to rain on this family's parade, but it's my boy in the spotlight. He's changing, and for the worse. You may be the spice of the month, but I'm the one who gave birth.
Mr. Robbie,
are you looking for a title fight? Is it true?
Of course it's true. I'm overdue. Is that news?
It's been said you're the next Benny Leonard. Do you agree?
Let's wait and see. Look. All I know is what you know. I've had 10 wins in as many months. And if anyone thinks they're trumping me, they're wrong. I got fists blessed by heaven above. And I pity anyone who's in the path of my glove.
Mr. Hoffman, wait, Mr. Hoffman. Mr. Hoffman, wait, Mr. Hoffman.
Mr. Hoffman, speaking of heaven above, some of your critics say you're exploiting your Judaism for publicity. How do you respond?
You know, I'm glad you're asking. Cause I've been masking a secret for you. I'm a Jew. I'm not afraid to show it. I'm not afraid and everybody should know it. It's not for publicity. It's for the world to see. I did the best thing I could do. I got a tattoo. Now that I'm off with a star on my people, my success will be unbelievable.